It's time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The Sideline Report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin inside the WPKY studio, and we've got just about a full house in here again today. Going to be talking about the Fredonia Gym and maybe some remembrances of Fredonia basketball teams through the years. First of all, Presley Lamb is here with us from First Baptist Church in Fredonia, and Roy Gene Rogers also in the studio with us. And Presley, first of all, you guys have had a renovation project going there with the Fredonia Gym. How are things going there, and how did that kind of come about?
Well, it was just, you know, you go into that building, and you naturally feel the history. And even though I didn't go to school there, I went to a school much like it, like everybody my age and older pretty much did. And it was like the Lord telling us, hey, you got to save this stuff. People will appreciate this, you know, down the line. And so we just started praying about it, and next thing you know, the renovation has started, and we're almost got the gym to where we'd like it, so we can have events in there and people get to see it. And so many people had memorabilia hanging in their closet and in their attics and everything else, and now it's hanging so people can appreciate it, and so we're happy with it.
Well, you guys have already had some concerts and things like that in there.
Well, little did we know that the Lord's timing is always better than our timing. We didn't realize when we was working on it that the first thing we would have would be a benefit for the tornado victims, and then the next one would be a benefit for the West York and his family. So the Lord's kind of pushed it forward a little bit quicker than we thought we would, but it's been great, and the community's been great, as always, so it's been a blessing.
How did the church end up with the gym?
Now, I don't know the entire story, but I know it went through different hands, and then I can't remember how many years ago it was. Roy Gene may know better. 15 years ago, maybe?
Probably close to that,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, something like that. They ended up purchasing the gym or the school, and I know for the last 6 years I've been there, we've been working on it pretty diligently.
There was a flea market there for a while, yeah. Sort of, yeah. And then I think the church, when it was to be sold, I believe the church stepped in and purchased that, which was a great thing.
Yeah, I'm glad they did.
Well, I've played a ton of games in that gym through the years, some organized and some not so organized. But to me, Roy Gene, the first thing I remember from the Fredonia Gym, from the first time I ever stepped foot in there, was the smell of popcorn as you walk in the door.
That and the smell of sulfur.
And down in the locker room.
It was that here of the night. Had opportunity to practice some young future Caldwell County Tigers, I hope. And we were in the gym talking to Derek, and I pointed out to them that was the gym that I grew up in. And that, of course, back then in 67, we didn't have a three-point line, and Derek said that he's the one that was instrumental in putting that line down. But yeah, and then I guess it was prior to that Derek showed me the clock. It was in the principal's office. Mr. Joe Clark, I remember him as being the principal, and a lot of fond memories there. The old where the scoreboard was and where they set to keep the score. Just a lot of great memories, and we're going to be making some contributions, I think. Brother, didn't you say that you had a uniform that had been donated to you?
Yeah, basketball uniform. We have a letterman's jacket and cheerleaders' sweaters and FFA jacket and all the history that goes along with it.
So we're in 1967, Dougie Phelps, myself, and Larry Yancey were the three seniors. And in that year, we got Blazers. And you go back and look in the annual there, and we had those Fredonia Blazers, and I had mine for several years, and when my mother passed away, it was hanging in the closet, and I don't know what really happened to it, but I told Earl Fralick here the other day, or a while back, I said, I think I still got my uniforms, and I did for a while, and so I got some things, the Stinger, the newspaper, but it's great. But that gym brings back a lot of memories.
Well, you brought the paper in today, and the Stinger, and it's really neat. And Roy Jean, I just love it when you find the old stuff that has the information in it that you can use. And, you know, I've been through a ton of newspapers trying to put together, you know, different lists and things. And so finding something like that's gold.
Yes, it is. And I have, like I said, that was 67. Brother Presley was talking about here the other night when we had the event for the Wes York family. And, of course, I went down to the cafeteria. That's where we picked up our fish. But my mother was, she worked in that cafeteria for several years. So, you know, that brought back a lot of memories as well. And but, man, Fredonia, I mean, it's just like Butler or Dotson, some of these older schools that have long gone and passed. But, you know, they still bring back a lot of memories for those of us that were participating in those events.
Well, I've got a couple of trivia questions for you later, but I do want to ask you guys,
great.
What are some of the renovations you've done so far, and what's still left to be done?
Well, one of the biggest renovations, we put new basketball goals, and they can be adjusted, raised up and down. They can also be raised up to the north to get out of the way of the stage so you can see the stage. We opened up the stage, and we got a sound system in there, and there's really nothing in there that hadn't been touched. We put two 12-foot air remover fans in there because we don't have air conditioning in there yet. So that gained us a month in the fall and a month in the spring that we can still have events in there comfortably, hopefully. And, you know, we've painted everything, and we hadn't completely redone the floor. That's probably going to be a little bit down the road. But the floor is in such good shape still that we just, you know, sanded it down a little bit, took the top layer off, and put a new layer of polyurethane down just to protect it, because that's – we're all – several of us are pretty protective of that floor because there's not too many floors like that are left, and we want to make sure we protect that floor. And every time we have an event, we have this covering that goes over the floor to make sure no chairs scratch it or damage it. But the stage is open, and we're just looking forward to having concerts in there. And one of my favorite things – that I've seen it two or three times, is a grandfather or great-grandfather standing there at those shadow boxes with their grandson or great-grandson and telling them, you know, stories about the memorabilia that's in the box, that, you know, this is where the, you know, so-and-so was, or I remember when this happened. And that's one of my favorite things is to see that happen, because that history is carried on and then becomes the grandson's history, you know, as well, not just grandfather's history. So that's what we love most about it. It's just the best of both worlds. We put modern conveniences in there, but yet it still has a lot of history that people can feel, you know, when you walk in there. And I heard stories. Dean Ackridge told me years ago that you didn't take showers in there unless you had to, because you smelled like sulfur. So when you said sulfur,
I
got
remember that. Yes.
Thought of Dean Ackridge.
Yeah.
But even those old locker rooms, I mean, how neat are those things?
Oh, super. I mean, and piggyback on the floor. You know, I've had AAU teams, and we've traveled extensively. And some of these older gyms you go in, water's leaked through the roof, and those floors needed repair or were in bad shape, I would say. Fredonia Gym, that floor, like you said, put a tarp on there, protect that floor. It's just been well preserved, and it sure does look good. I hope other people other than Fredonia alumni get a chance to go down there and look at the things that are displayed.
Fredonia Yellow Jackets in 1954 won the second region championship, and I know there's been some debate on what happened to the championship trophy, and are you guys still looking for
it? I'll be looking for that trophy until we find it or we'll get confirmation that we're not going to find it, one of the two. Even if I have to have a replica made to display, we're going to put something in there.
Earl and I started way back looking for that trophy, and of course there's several stories as to what happened to it, but we've also discussed having a replica made of that trophy.
There are some pictures, right?
Yes,
so you can at least have somewhere to start.
I've seen one.
Yeah, there's one. It's a black and white picture Earl thinks he took a picture, not to put him on the spot, but he thinks he has a picture where he took a picture of it at Caldwell High School.
Yeah, the trophy case.
So he thinks he has a color picture. And if we can get that, I know for sure we can get really, really close when we make the replica.
That would be worthwhile. I mean, it would be tremendous to find the old trophy, but as many years as have gone by, I don't think we're going to do that. But I know people in this community, especially down in the Fredonia area, we'd be willing to make a contribution to get a replica of that trophy.
Yeah, well, that's definitely something we want to do because that's big. You know, we want to make sure we have that.
Well, I might be way off base, but I think when I played Little League basketball, which would have been around 1980, wasn't there a trophy case out front when you first go in the gym?
Yes.
And I think that trophy was in there at that time.
I believe you're right. I believe you're correct because it was a trophy case and that big trophy. And then I think it was moved to Caldwell County High School. And from there, we really don't know what happened to it.
It's probably out there somewhere. It's like everything. Somebody's got that squirreled away someplace and maybe doesn't even realize that they have it.
Right.
So hopefully that will turn up, but it's the 1954 Region Championship Trophy. Fredonia was the first boys team from the county of Caldwell to actually get to go play in the state tournament.
You know, I was looking last night and this morning, I was looking back on the Kentucky High School Athletic Association Sweet 16 records, I guess. And, you know, I got to looking, Shady Grove and some of those older schools went. But then there was a run there with Fredonia and then Dotson and then Caldwell County and Livingston Central won, Lyon County won, and then Lyon County again this year. But it seems we had a lot of smaller schools. And it was, you look at that record book, and a lot of smaller schools, or what I consider smaller schools, went. And then we started the consolidation process. And then from the 1970s to the present, you know, it's been dominated by the larger schools. And you and I were talking earlier that some of these early contests at the state tournament, there was an A class and a B class.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, back in the 30s, they actually... Yep. People talk about classification. There actually was classification for just a little while. And in the regional tournament back then, they would actually play the A bracket and the B bracket, and the two teams that won would then play each other for the overall championship.
So, but, I mean, basketball, of course, is – of course, I grew up with basketball there at Fredonia, and that's what I emphasize is basketball. But, you know, appreciate what they're doing down there with the gym and the building. It's just great to have something that historic preserved. Sure is.
We're talking this morning with Presley Lamb and Roy Gene Rogers about the Fredonia Gym. And according to my records, Roy Gene, maybe you can help me out a little bit, but the Fredonia Gym was built around 1942. From what the newspaper said, for $33,000, and the school received $20,000 in federal funds to build the gym.
According to Mr. Dean Ackrich, again, he's a wealth or was a wealth of information, and we talked a lot about the gym and different things in and around Fredonia, and yes, that is my understanding as to all of that was correct. And, you know, as far as I know, there hasn't been any really addition to the gym. It's been like that since, you know, the 1940s.
Well, the original gym at Fredonia burned down, which happened back in the day.
Yeah.
And actually, the team had to play all its games on the road in 41 and 42.
But then this present gym was built in 42,
Yes. So it's been there since then, and when constructed, was one of the better gyms around.
Yeah. Similar gyms, I've been to Erlington. A lot of the gyms back, the older gyms in that period of time were all very similar in their structure, and so you start looking at Arlington and some of the other schools, very similar to what Fredonia. But those schools, they're not preserved like Fredonia. Fredonia is great.
Well, do you know anything about the original gym, the old barn or the old cow barn they used to call it?
It was called the barn, but no, I don't. I don't know anything about it, and no pictures. And like you say, I'll go to auctions, I'll go to attics, and I'll sit and go through boxes of items, and hopefully, you know, I'd run across something from Fredonia. And as I said, I found some school books and a dictionary that was used down there. But the banner that I have this morning, those are from my graduating class of 67, and those will be donated to the school as well. But if anyone's out there listening to us and you have something that's related to Fredonia, please get in touch with Brother Presley or myself or Earl Fralix or Derek Perkins. Just anyone down there at Fredonia would be glad to accept it.
One of the interesting things that always stands out to me when you look back to the 1954 championship team, champions of the second region that year, but runners-up in the 6th district.
Yes. And, of course, that was 54. I was born in 49. And so some of those, Junior Brown, you know, I was acquainted with Junior. I was acquainted with several of those there. But, and, you know, I don't know who was the winner of the
Lyon County.
Okay.
And then Charleston, I believe, beat Lyon County in the regional semis, or it would have been Fredonia and Lyon again in the championship. And it ended up being Fredonia and Charleston. Yeah. And the score was 54-47, which you guys have on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But interesting to look back, and, you know, not that that's a big deal, it's noteworthy, but, you know, Hopkinsville has a state championship in 1985, and it was district runner-up that year. So, you know, the way Kentucky's kind of lined up, you can do some things like that. Roy Jean, did you know that the Fredonia colors were not originally the yellow and black that the teams wore for many, many years?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Originally, the colors were, I've got it written down here, orange and black. And if I remember reading in a newspaper one time, for whatever reason, they couldn't get orange and black one year, so somebody made the executive decision to go with with the gold and or the yellow and black.
It'd be worthwhile putting in the gym there. Yes.
That little tidbit.
Yes.
I saw one other reference. Of course, there's some really good players came through Fredonia, and there were some really big games in that gym. But Roy Jean, I don't know if you can shed any light on this. And this was a one-time reference in a column, I think, in one of the old newspapers. Supposedly, there was a Quatermus at Fredonia that scored 60-something points in the 20s or 30s, but I've never been able to verify that.
And I have not either. But that is been passed down. But I've looked. I know you have, and I've looked for any records that would verify that. And you take 60 points in the 1920s, and
that's insane. Yeah,
that's when we went back to center court,
right,
to jump after every score.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, but before 1937, you had to jump after every made basket. Yeah.
And so, you know, he had to dominate to get that many points. But yes, I have heard that. But I've never found any records to verify that actually happened. Somebody out there listening may have. And so, good, get in touch with us, and we'll be.
Well, how familiar are you with the big game that Milton had when he had the 48 rebounds and the 50-something points?
Nope, that's something else. I mean, is that in the school? Or is that in the newspaper?
It's actually in the KHSAA record book now. Oh. They actually went back and found all that and turned it in. And so he holds the state record for rebounds in a game with 48.
Oh, nope, wasn't aware of that either.
We actually have that going up in the
entryway,
a picture of that.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, the newspaper. Earl's got it.
Yeah,
he's getting it printed now.
Is it in the newspaper or was it in the KHS?
Well, it was originally in both newspapers.
Okay.
You know, there were two newspapers here at the time, and Both newspapers had the coverage, and I think to get it certified by the KHSAA, you have to find a coach or an athletic director or a principal from the school at the time the record occurred to actually verify it. Of course, it helped having, you know, the newspaper clippings to go along with that. Years and years later, get that in the KHSAA record book. And I remember during one of the games at Butler that Caldwell played, they actually had the family out and recognized that record. So,
great. That's, and y'all have got that going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was one of the focus. It's going to be right there next to the scoreboard, I believe.
Back in the day, I'm sure that Fredonia and Princeton was always a big rivalry, but Roy Jean, from my research going back, the big rivalry for Fredonia going back to the day was actually Francis.
That's correct. It was. And you know, I remember that Lyon County became our arch rival there for several years. And I was telling Derek and some of those here of the night, I can remember Harry Bird and William Fralick and some of those that played in the Fredonia gym there. But, yes, and it's amazing. You got to go back. I mean, you skip back and forth as far as the history, and you lose a lot of the things that you're bringing up here. And I hope Brother Presley and those that's working on this, that we might be able to chronological go through and give each year, or, and like you say, find out who the arch rival was for that particular time.
Well, it's interesting when you try to do history, because a decade in history is a really short time.
Yes.
But yet if you're sitting here today and you think about 10 years down the road, that's a long time away. So sometimes when history gets condensed, some things kind of get, you know, condensed in with it.
And some of the records that you have and some of the records I have, we were comparing this morning, they don't coincide.
Right.
And let me mention something. Trying to think of who, I think it was one of the Tyrees. He dyed his hair green. And that we were not winning very many games, and he dyed his hair green, said he wasn't going to do, I think it was Aubrey Wayne Tyree, that he wasn't going to put his hair back to the natural color. And we're talking about the 60s now and before.
Not everybody had green hair.
Yeah, and we won a game. And it actually, of course, WLS in the 60s, was the big radio station, AM, that you listened to. And they announced it on WLS. WLS, is that right?
I think so. Yeah.
And they announced it, you know, Fredonia High School won their first game out of 50 or 60. So, but a lot of little tidbits like that that I'm sure others can remember. And we need to, I guess, write all those down.
That's
and
right. That's why I tell everybody, write them down and share them, because I'd love to have a alumni game and bit of almost like an AM broadcast, you know, just some kind of just
something
a,
like that.
The open house whenever we have the open house.
Push me around in a wheelchair, I'll play.
Well, unfortunately, we do end up kind of losing some of the history of things, because if you look at the Fredonia High School, Roy Jean, we can still remember that a little bit, but that was 50 years ago now.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So, I mean, those things kind of get away from us.
And those that went, like I say, Mr. Dean Ackrich, you know, he had a lot of information about Fredonia in general, but also the school. But, yeah, we've got to preserve that, because a lot of those that have that in memory and maybe not written down are passing on, and we're going to lose a lot of that history unless we just jump on it and start recording it.
Well, one of the sad things, I guess, is communities kind of lose their central location when the school goes away. You know, you look back through Caldwell County, and we talk about Fredonia High School going back to the early 70s, but you go back to the 30s and 40s, and Farmersville had schools, and
Cobb.
Friendship, all those places had high schools and had basketball teams.
Yes. And we have some pictures of those that that I have from out of the Farmersville area. We've got some of those pictures, and that's something else that needs to be preserved and passed on. But no, it's great. Well, yesterday Judge Larry Curling and I were talking about the consolidation of Hopkinsville and Christian County. Mm-hmm. And we talked about just what you mentioned, the loss of the identity of a community, especially when you lose a school. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, we were talking about Fredonia, Dotson, and then you, as you mentioned, you go back, and there was a school on, well, it's comments made here, we got a church on every corner. And there was a church, or there was a school, basically the same, Farmersville and Flat Rock and Shady Grove, all of those. So,
well, there was always a school within walking distance.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Oh, yes.
I mean, that was part of the deal. But another question about the Fredonia Gym. Do you guys know, did the Fredonia Gym ever have a name other than the Fredonia Gym?
No, not that I could find. That's the reason we come up with the Hive.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
So everybody would know what we're talking about.
I just remember, you know, we're going to the gym. And that was about all that I ever remember.
I did a little research, and I couldn't find anything specific. Somebody said one time they thought it just by a few people may have been called the Nest. But
okay.
Well, now that
wasn't anything.
The Nest was what I always and others referred to were the ones that were keeping the score.
Yeah, the Crow's Nest.
And that's what I heard, yep.
Well, appreciate you guys coming in and talking this morning, and I hope the renovation work continues. And that was always such a fun place to go play. And Roy G and I had a lot of basketball practices down there in middle school. We used to take a bus. And
we took a bus down there and practiced middle school and for several years.
You know, like any older court, there were a few dead spots in the Fredonia floor, and if you were smart, you'd know how to lead somebody with the ball right to that dead spot. Ball wouldn't come up and you could take it. So, you know, that's one of the
things. You're right. That was one of the things you practiced on, was taking them to that dead spot. Yep.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming in and sharing some memories with us. And
thanks for having us.
Like I said, I'm going to have to get down there and check out the Fredonia Gym and everything you guys have done.
It's amazing, Todd. Come down and see it.
That's Roy Gene Rogers and Presley Lamb, and we appreciate them coming in today.